Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Every time I read something that says, like, he's in line for this job, I'll call my agent, Don, and I'll say, Don, did you hear something? Because I have not heard anything. And that's okay. I think I'd like to do that. I think I'd be pretty good at it. But stepping outside, like in the cold weather today, and being a little uncomfortable professionally or from a career standpoint is okay.
And that's Sean Payton yesterday retiring from the New Orleans Saints. Not necessarily the NFL, as he was talking about moving on to do television, but that he still has a football vision down the road. Good morning, Metroplex. Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ. And what a Wednesday we have. We haven't even talked about the guest list. Brian Baldinger on the conference championship games at 7:20. What type of a fit does he think Sean Payton would be here over Mike McCarthy? Michael Irvin at 8:40. And yesterday, I had to book the guy who woke me up from the nap with the text messages, Mike Florio, on how Anthony Davis and the LA Lakers stopped Sean Payton from replacing Jason Garrett. People still cannot believe this story, which we'll get into here in just a second. But let's talk about what we think all this means. I don't think Sean Payton can coach this upcoming season, this next season, because of how disrespectful it would look towards the Saints. You talked about him to start the show as an image slash legacy guy. It would be a really, really bad look. It would look like that he was lying to get out of town, use TV as his excuse, and then pop back up on a sideline. And it does sound like he was burned out. COVID issues. Yesterday, Jay Glazer was talking about all the injury issues. He said he could have stayed in Cabo for what felt like months instead of just a few days or a few weeks, however long he was there. But I feel safe in assuming, unless Jerry Jones, see, what Jerry Jones decides to do now is going to be fascinating. How much is he going to press Sean Payton? This is going to be, Sean Payton sounds like a very impressionable guy. And Broadus told me he learned that from Parcells, right? Parcells would change his mind a ton. Oh, no, I'm retired. He could get talked into another situation.
Oh, man, I love an emotional coach. It's a roller coaster.
Well, you would take Parcells, wouldn't you?
He was an emotional wreck. He was an emotional wreck.
So I think Sean Payton can be charmed and talked into certain things. There's no one in the history of sports that can talk people into more things than old JJ. So is he going to sit back and say, I'm going to give McCarthy one more year? Or is he going to be on the phone with Sean Payton, burning it up, saying, I'm willing to get you, but you got to be willing to go ahead and coach? Because to me, this is a win-win for the Cowboys. You kind of have a hedged bet, to put it in Vegas terms. Mike McCarthy gets another year. Mike McCarthy has to get at least to the conference championship game, get to the Super Bowl. Hell, Jerry's standard may be that Mike has to win the whole daggone thing. If that happens, we win as a fan base. If Mike McCarthy doesn't do that and you don't make the playoffs, which the history of the NFC East says you will not win the division, that's what's happened for 17 straight years. So you either miss the playoffs or go out in round one like you just did. McCarthy's gone. And in my opinion, you improve at the head coach position with a rock star that's out there. And I view that as a win-win for the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy goes the distance. We win. Sean Payton go coach somewhere else. Mike McCarthy doesn't. As soon as the season ends, you go and you replace him with Sean. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess a lot of it depends on, you know, can Sean do this in multiple places? Because, you know, other coaches have not. Now, some have gotten close. You know, John Fox went to Super Bowls with multiple teams. Bill Parcells went to Super Bowls with multiple. Dick Vermeil, right, went to Super Bowls with multiple teams. It's happened. And it'll happen again. There'll be another one that does this. Andy Reid.
No one's ever won it with two.
Right. Andy Reid went to Tony Dungy. No, Tony Dungy never went. So there have been guys that have done that. But the, you know, the likelihood is that, you know, it's very, very difficult. You know, Sean Payton would be in a situation to do it. It's a good situation. We sometimes can't get out of our own way, but it is a good situation.
And right now, if Jerry Jones, let's get to that. What do you think Jerry does in terms of letting Sean Payton be or leaving a voicemail saying, hey, if you want to coach, I can make it happen. We made it happen a few years ago before the NBA player kind of screwed things up. We'll get to that story in a second. Because right now, compensation would be really, really high. Sean Payton has years left on his deal. And someone is going to have to deal with New Orleans in order to get him.
It'd be very, very high. And it'd be...
Unless they want to do him some type of favor, but... I need to see you take a year off before I think about doing you a favor. I'm not just going to let you go somewhere else for basically.
Yeah, now eventually they might. You know, you could tug at the heartstrings, but I just don't see it happening right away. And I wouldn't want them to do it right. I wouldn't want to. I mean, they're going to give a first round pick. I'm just not doing that. But what would Jerry say?
Yeah, what's Jerry Jones' approach right now? Is he not picking up the phone? Is he picking up the phone to say, hey, just want to tell you congrats and. You know I'm here. Or is he picking up the phone and saying, now's the time. Screw television. You can do that in five more years after you coach right here. I'm looking at my mortality. We all just attended the Madden funeral. I ain't got time to have a bad time. And my window's closing. I don't have a year to burn. Which one of those is Jerry doing?
I think he's doing the first one.
Not picking up at all.
He's going to pick up the phone. To do the whole, I'm here for you.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because who hasn't tried that move?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the move with some intent behind it.
There you go.
I just want to let you know, I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
And if I'm not even here for you, I'm just here.
Yeah.
I'm just here. You know where I am. You know where to get in touch with me. You got to play it cool. You don't want to scare off a beautiful baby that's ready to party.
Swingers?
Yeah. You don't want to scare them off, okay? You know, you could scare those bunnies off real quick. You want to just let it be known that you know what's up. And you want them to know that you know what's up.
Okay. It's like rinse and repeat right now for Jerry Jones. Oh, Sean Payton, you want to take like a year off and maybe come back? Mike McCarthy, he took a year off. He came back. Let's see. Both of them have one single Super Bowl championship. Both of them were former NFL quarterback coaches. Both of them went undrafted in the 87 NFL draft. Both of them went to grade school in Pennsylvania. Both of them are the same age. Wow, it's just rinse and repeat right now for Jerry. He's dealing with the same person. It's nothing new. He's going parallel with these two guys.
Yeah, now, Autoflex is a fan text. This is very on brand of Jerry. Perfect example. Three of the four coaches left are under 42 years old, and you want to chase a retiree again. This is this would be the fourth time of the last five coaches that Jerry goes after an old dude retiree if he does this. As opposed to finding the next young big thing. He went after McCarthy, guy who's retired. He went after Wade, a guy who's retired. He went after Bill. A guy who was retired. Just because he knew the name, he was comfortable with the name, they had skins on the wall. And, you know, part of the problem with the Giants football organization is they continued to hire like-minded people. or people that they've known, as opposed to going outside the box and shaking some things up a little bit. Now, Sean Payton certainly a shake things up kind of guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you are hiring basically a guy who has gone through it so much. He may have got a little burnout.
Yeah.
And what's his burnout level now? You know, when you recharge, that means he recharges for 15 years?
Right.
Or is he recharged for 3?
Right.
He may get a taste of the retired life, and it's like, dude, pretty good, man.
Okay, so here's the story from Florio. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock today. He had been teasing this, that he's not going to tell anyone this story until his book release. Yesterday, he couldn't contain it any longer. He's like, did you see my article? I released it. And I was like, all right, let's get to it. The year was 2019. January. Cowboys had won 10 of 16 games, along with that wild card game in Arlington against Seattle. Remember, they lost to the Rams. The Rams ran all over us in the divisional round 30-22. Jerry was thinking about Sean Payton to replace Jason. Sean Payton wanted to do it. Jerry wanted to do it. The Saints had played in the NFC Championship. They lost to the Rams on January 20th. That week, Jerry quietly made his move. But it was delicate. First, the Cowboys had a coach. Jerry would not have fired Jason unless he knew he could have Payton. League rules, Rooney Rule, required a diverse and inclusive search. Third, Jerry had to know that after going through the motions of a search, that this was a guarantee he'd be able to get Sean. So a deal was worked out. The Saints would have allowed the Cowboys to hire Payton. The Cowboys would have compensated the Saints for the rights to his deal. And Payton would have signed a new deal with Dallas. It was ready to go. It was happening. It was locked. It was loaded. Then came Monday, January 28th. On that day, Anthony Davis said he would not sign back. He did not want to stay with the Pelicans. And he publicly requested out. In July, they traded him to the Lakers. Well, if you remember the Pelicans ownership situation, it was a cluster.
Mm.
Gail Benson owns both the Pelicans and the Saints.
Oh.
The Saints GM, Mickey Loomis, he was the executive vice president of basketball operations with the Pelicans.
I can't imagine why the Pelicans don't win when they've got football people running their organization.
So you had an owner who owned twice and a GM who ran both. Once Anthony Davis made that announcement, Loomis told Payton that he could not be the common thread. I, Mickey Loomis, I'm not going to be known as the guy who in a span of a month loses Sean Payton and Anthony Davis. I cannot be known as that guy. And just like that, it ended.
Mm.
The Saints no longer interested in the Cowboy deal. In September, Payton signed a new contract. That deal still has 3 years left on it. What do y'all think of that story?
Great story there.
I mean, look, it makes, I guess, a little bit of sense. Although, I don't know that. Would we really have fired Jason after a playoff berth like that?
Well, how mad was Jerry after the Ram game? Like, I don't remember it being like a monumental letdown.
No, I mean they were. It was a road game against the team that went to the Super Bowl.
But also, Jason had been here for a while.
Yeah, he had been.
You know,
he had been.
It had been like 8 years almost.
It had been either 8 or 9.
Eight or nine.
It depends if you count the interim year that he was here. But, you know, Dak was coming into his own, and the offense was much better, especially after they got Cooper. And you know, they lost on the road to a Rams team, but they beat Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. So I don't know. I mean, that would have taken some guts, but it certainly is not another remote possibility. We've seen teams fire coaches after they lose the playoffs before.
Autoflex EC Fantex, another reason to hate the Lakers. God, I hate Anthony Davis even more, and I like the Lakers. The irony that LeBron's basketball decisions affected his favorite football team, you know, being a convenient Cowboys fan. Only the Cowboys. So that is the reaction from the Tolos. Troy, are you believing this story that Mickey Loomis didn't want to be the... I could see someone not wanting to be the guy. Ernie Accorsi in the quarterback draft 30 for 30, the 83 class, the amazing 30 for 30, yeah. Ernie Accorsi told... what's the name of the owner in Baltimore? Modell. He told Art Modell, I will not be the guy to not get Elway. I am not going to bypass. I'm not going to trade away John freaking Elway. All right? It's not going to happen. I'm going to turn in the card.
I mean, it was Irsay. Modell was with Cleveland at the time.
Yes, Irsay. Yes, Irsay. And Irsay is like, you're going to do what I tell you to do, and we're not taking this kid. He don't want to play here. He crapped all over our organization. And, of course, he went and turned in the card and said, if I got to trade for him later, fine. I'm not going to be the guy not to draft John Elway. So it's happened before.
Yeah. It has.
And ownership and people make PR moves all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. It's happened before, but you know, what do I tell my son? You learn from your failures. You're going to fail, you learn from it. Guys that are owners in the NFL, guys that are 100 millionaires or maybe billionaires, they don't want to be known as a failure of anything. They want to be seen as successful. So that's why when I hear the story, I'm like, okay, I get it. Because they don't want people to know that of them. They only want to know them of their successes.
Yeah. So that is the latest with the Sean Payton craziness. Brian Baldinger, Michael Irvin, and Mike Florio all coming up here on Sean and RJ. There's a report out that, as we predicted, Kellen Moore was not going to get hired as a head coach. Woo-hoo-hoo. It sounds like Kellen is coming back. Are you excited for it? Plus, Mavs stars and one baseball player goes into the Hall of Fame. Did everyone else get robbed? Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I already said that the Sean Payton news is a win-win for the Cowboys.
Wait.
Payton takes a year off. McCarthy has all the pressure. He either wins big, win for us, or he loses and Sean Payton takes over this team once Jerry gives up compensation. That's the way it looks right now. To me, that's a win-win. You either win big next year or you get your rock star coach the year after. I think this is a win as well. Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network. Aaron Wilson, he's not Schefter, he's not Glazer, but he's been around for a long time. He's viewed as a pretty credible guy. Kellen Moore has interviewed for head coaching jobs with the Broncos, Vikings, Dolphins, and Jags. However, he is not expected to land a job in this hiring cycle, according to sources. He presented well in interviews, but at least one hiring committee came away wondering if he has the commanding personality and leadership style to stand in front of an entire team and grab players' attention. What this means for the Cowboys going forward is this. Moore will be back with Dallas in 2022.
Okay. Not bad.
I like it.
I'm fine with it. You know, Kellen Moore was, listen, there are definitely issues with him, and we detailed those. You know, PFF had a really good article on that about how, you know, he is, Dak did some good quarterbacking this year by having to go through all the progressions and not find anybody open. And some of that is, you know, they're just not finding ways to get the first read as open as possible. Plus, they may not use play action as well as other teams do. But I think generally keeping continuity, terminology, and coaching and familiarity, I believe that to be a good thing.
Yeah. And look,
it can get stale. It can get stale.
There's issues with this offense, obviously, what happened in the second half of the season. And Kellen Moore has to have the finger pointed at him for much of it. The run game never got fixed. Tony Pollard didn't get used. Receivers didn't get targeted. And Dak never got fixed, really, after the Denver game. Those are all major problems. That's a list of problems. If I came on here today and said Kellen Moore is getting fired and here are the reasons why, you could justify that. But they did have the number one offense in the league, and he is 33. So hopefully room to grow. Hopefully he matures and develops as a coach, and you have another year of continuity. You want Dak Prescott figuring out defenses, struggling to figuring out defenses while trying to figure out another system in a win-now year? I don't. So I'd rather have Kellen Moore than start over with someone else. But I'm really curious what the Fantex reaction is at 877-881-1053.
Okay. Sean and RJ. By the way, they spelled your name S-E-A-N.
Okay.
Must be a new listener.
My parents' fault, not the listener.
I have a question for you, gentlemen. This is for the 214. Why in the hell are you happy? Because Kellen Moore's coming back. What if Kellen Moore actually done to deserve an OC job in the first place without paying his dues first?
Mm-hmm.
Just Jerry trying to find another version of a young Sean Payton. Let's see. Another one. Retread Cowboys. That's about Sean Payton.
I mean, does it matter that we led? Here's what I would say back to people. Does it matter that we led the league in points?
I mean,
isn't that
matters about wins and losses, Sean.
I mean, isn't it a good thing? I mean, the guy didn't do a horrific job. They scored 31 points a game. They led the league. That's impressive. We led the league in yards. He did have the number one offense statistically in some categories. I just detailed all the problems and the drop-off in the second half of the season. But you could do worse than number one. You could do a lot worse.
I do believe you can, in fact,
yeah,
do worse than number one.
Yeah.
I'll think about that a minute.
Yeah, I'll think about that. And if you're not looking at just yards, they were sixth overall in per-play efficiency. The only ones better? Tampa, Green Bay, Kansas City, the Chargers, and San Francisco. That's it. That's it. Higher than the Rams. Higher than Buffalo. Higher than Arizona. Cincinnati. All these teams, good teams. Sean Payton's team was 23rd. And they have a quarterback. But, you know, Kellen Moore he may not be the solution, but the reason this offense dropped off, and the reason they were great in the beginning was also not Kellen Moore, it was Dak Prescott. And the reason they dropped off was not Kellen Moore, it was Dak Prescott. Let's be fair here. You know, these things generally, I mean, just go look at the teams that were ahead of the Cowboys in the efficiency category, except for San Francisco, Tampa, Green Bay, Kansas City, and the Chargers. Who have four of the six best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Yeah.
Tampa, Green Bay, Kansas City, and the Chargers. Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out.
All right. So I'm satisfied with it for the sake of continuity in a winner go home year for Mike McCarthy. 877-881-1053. Mavs got blown out last night by Golden State. Klay Thompson did play. Porzingis got ejected. 130-92. Late night.
Hardaway, too. Ugh.
Oh, Hardaway got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Had the Dez injury. That metatarsal. That ain't good.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't go to the same doctor Dez went to.
Stars blow away the Devils 5-1. And then you had the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame with only David Ortiz getting in. You need 75% of the vote. Ortiz gets in first time, first ballot Hall of Famer, 78%. Bonds got 66. He's done now. Clemens, 65. He's done. Scott Rowland got 63. Kurt Schilling dropped to 58%. He's done. Alex Rodriguez, 34%. Omar Vizquel took a nosedive. But obviously everyone, man, people were flipping out yesterday. I said, why, where was all this outrage for the other 9 years that Barry didn't get in? But yesterday, it seemed to just boil over with people who were incensed. I was surprised that that many people were ticked off that Bonds and Clemens did not get in. And there were two reasons to go along with the outrage. One, it's ridiculous. Bud Selig oversaw this. He knew what was going on, and that fool was in as a commissioner. And two, everyone was doing it, so why are we singling out these guys? Well, you know, my counter to that is when you give a pop quiz or you give a test in class, there might be like four or five people cheating. Right? Did you write it on the bottom of your palm in ink? Did you have the desk where you could put your books inside of it and you have a little piece of paper there? Are you looking at someone's answers on your way to the pencil sharpener? Do they still have pencil sharpeners? I don't know.
I think they do.
Five people may be cheating, four. But if you catch two, those are the ones who get in trouble. I just can't go off my assumption that other people in the room are cheating, so I'm failing you and I'm suspending you. So that's how I look at it when, well, just everyone was doing it. That's kind of unfair to the guys that are in who didn't cheat. So that's kind of my counter to that when they go, well, everyone else did, so just have Bonds and Clemens go in as well.
I do agree. Now, I do think that, you know, you have to at some point, you can only judge these guys against their peers, right? The numbers in baseball, that's the one beauty about baseball, is that numbers can translate era to era pretty regularly. Not exactly the same, but for the most part, you know, there's those standard numbers where in football, I mean, it's so skewed. Like, we're getting wide receivers and quarterbacks breaking records every single year. In baseball, it pretty much kind of holds true. If you look at this, you had David Ortiz, who is getting in for largely the same reason you're keeping out Bonds and Clemens, which is the rumor and the thought of PEDs. That's all it is with Bonds and Clemens. They've never failed a test. And David Ortiz actually did. And I don't care. I don't like the idea that those guys would go in, but I have long decided that it is not worth my time to care anymore. It is not that big a deal. It just is not. I'm going to Cooperstown in July this year.
Why isn't it that big a deal? Harold Reynolds said this yesterday on the build up to the announcements. He goes, they call it the dog days of summer. Mm-hmm. And as a baseball player, you ask yourself, do I really want to go take BP today? God, do I really want to go in the cage? Dang, this is a drag. And he goes, that's where steroids benefited these guys. And Tom Verducci, and I know people were rolling their eyes as Verducci, who is an historian of the game, said, you know, you got to boil it down to basic competition, that you're just not supposed to cheat. You're not supposed to cheat. And I know we've advanced medically, and there are people even in this radio station who have messed around and taken HGH, but if you just boil it down to the principle of just go ahead and compete fairly and purely, and all these other things that people call corny, and Not everyone did.
I understand
Bassick
that.
Bassick talks about his internal struggle all the time
on whether
he should have cheated.
Yeah, I get it. I totally do. I really do. I would say to that is, yes, you are right. But the reality is that there are advancements. And, you know, so they banned greenies, right? Amphetamines from Major League Baseball, which really was the reason that guys were able to get up for games in August. Okay, you either got hot or you didn't. They called it beamed up. Well, now they have Spark. Now they have other supplements that you can take that are perfectly legal that basically act in a, not the same way, but in a similar way. You know, back in this 1960s, if your eyesight went, you had two choices, were these giant glasses to go hit or get out of the game. Well, now they have LASIK eye surgery. Is it LASIK eye surgery fair? Because Babe Ruth didn't have the advantages of being able to get eye surgery and his eyesight went, or whoever, you know, it wasn't just using as an example. You know, does it mean that they shouldn't be able to get it now? You know, like, we have advancements. We have, you know, modern technology, and that's just part of it. You know, they're using better drivers in today's golf world than they did in Jack Nicklaus's time, and that doesn't mean that they should have to use persimmon woods anymore. But really? I totally get it.
Use what?
Persimmon woods. That's what the old drivers were. They were made out of wood. It was like, I don't know. It was they were terrible. But, you know, the point is yes, you are right. Like, it is competition. It does boil down to competition. But if the guy next to it, all it takes is one. If the guy next to you is doing it and it's going to cost you your job and it's going to cost you a chance at a ring, there's a lot of guys out there that will do it. And then what do you do if there's a player that gets a medical exemption to literally take HGH because their body does not produce testosterone at the normal male level? And you find out about it. Are you going to let that person in? It's a slippery slope.
Antonio Brown last night said that the Buccaneers offered him $200,000 to go to the loony bin, and an NFL coach calls out the dedication of Aaron Rodgers. All of it next with Sean and RJ on a busy hump day.
Hump day!
Right here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. It's Sean and RJ on a hump day.
Hump day.
Here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thank you all for turning it on, leaving it on. We got a loaded show for you with Mike Florio at 8 o'clock to talk about all the Sean Payton rumors after he stepped away from the Saints yesterday. The playmaker Michael Irvin at 8:40. And we are going to have Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger on at 7:20 to preview conference championship weekend. So an absolutely loaded show. Thank you for being a part of it here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Payton yesterday had a really, really long press conference, and he was asked about the possibility that he ever coaches again.
I still have a vision for doing things in football, and I'll be honest with you, That might be coaching again at some point. I don't think it's this year. I think maybe in the future, but that's not where my heart is right now. I felt like 10 years went by and we talked about the other team for a lot. And I get it. I understand it. But no, my plans are not to be coaching in 2022. And that's just how I feel.
So now you have all the speculation and the talking heads on the other networks were at. They were at it yesterday. Jeff Saturday on ESPN with the possibility of Sean Payton coaching the boys.
I think Sean Payton makes more sense to Jerry because of the offense and what he wants from all the money he's put on the offense. You think about Dak. You think about the line. You think about Amari Cooper. You think about Zeke. Like, he wants to see where his investment has been placed. He wants to see a return on investment. That's what he wants. And one thing you can say about Sean Payton, he gets the most out of his guys, whether it was Drew Brees, any other quarterback he's brought. He continues to win. He finds ways to get him protected. He finds ways to develop receivers on the outside. So when you're thinking about Sean Payton, I think that's what's intriguing to Jerry Jones, is you brought in Mike McCarthy. He's an offensive-minded guy. You had Kellen Moore, offensive-minded guy, still not getting what you want. Sean Payton has gotten results, and I think that's why it would be – I don't think Jerry's going to make a splash for a defensive guy, and I know he would have done it if it was Dan Quinn.
Is this why Jerry was so vague and noncommittal about Mike McCarthy to KMC last Friday?
That he knew this was going to happen?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It appears Sean Payton went dark from everybody on vacation. You know, the whole world went dark from him. Yeah, I don't think so. Somebody would have leaked this by now. There's enough moles in the sports world that somebody would have leaked that, I believe. Yeah, I don't think. Do you think that was what happened?
I don't think so. I think Jerry was just trying to scare Mike and keep the Cowboys in the news. That's what I think.
That's a lot of it. Keep them in the news. Make them ask questions and ponder, because you know the biggest talking point in sports media is speculation. Speculation lasts way longer than the actual game does. Speculation lasts an off season, so it can carry a whole week of talk shows, radio shows, TV shows, whatever.
Dominique Foxworth, former player on ESPN, said, if I was a Cowboy, I'd be knocking on Jerry's door.
If I'm a player in that locker room, specifically a quarterback in that locker room, ooh, I'm at Jerry's front door right now. Please, please, please.
Mr. Jones.
Make this happen.
Yes, sir.
Because Sean Payton, to your point, he's made every quarterback that he's had better. He's made their jobs easier. He has some fools out here thinking Taysom Hill could play quarterback because he's that damn good of a quarterback coach. Yeah. So absolutely, if they can make that move, no matter how good or bad Mike McCarthy was last year,
no.
I think Sean Payton is an upgrade, and I think that it must be on the table, because I don't know why else Jerry Jones would come out at this point and say, like, that's some really cutting criticism that he had, and it's pretty
absolutely
direct, saying, I don't want to fix, like, that is speaking directly to things that Mike McCarthy has said. He's calling the man out.
So, I will admit, Sean Payton as the GM does sound terrifying. Now, they've had a lot of talent there, especially on defense. When he was ripping off the names yesterday, I was like, whoa. Because I had always thought of the Saints as winning because of Brees offensively and a lack of receivers until they got Michael Thomas and Kamara. I was like, man, how are they so good? It doesn't seem like Brees has this amazing supporting cast. Colston?
Yeah, he was good.
I mean, you know, Jimmy Graham was awesome there for.
Who'd they have? They had, let's see, when they won it, they had Lance Moore. He was a good player.
I mean, but these aren't really, really good players. Yeah. Like, they had no one.
No, they had a bunch of twos.
Yeah.
Like the 2009 Saints. I mean, but again, they had Drew Brees. You don't need necessarily a one when you've got Drew Brees. You need guys that could just get open and good route runners that could catch. Robert Meacham was decent. Devery Henderson was decent. Colston was on that team. I forgot about Colston on that team. Shoot, he had 107 targets. And they had guys like Lance Moore, who was hurt for most of that year.
Yeah. Guys. I mean, Colston had 70 catches. Like,
that's good. That's CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah. And CeeDee Lamb is apparently not as good as Gabriel Davis, according to Mike Bassett. So The thing that makes me feel better, if you combine Sean Payton and just had him coach with fiscally conservative Stephen Jones, that sounds like a dream. The problem is, would Sean Payton allow Stephen Jones to do his thing? Or would Sean Payton talk Will McClay and Stephen into everything he wants like he did Mickey Loomis? Yesterday he said, yeah, my relationship with Loomis, the GM, the guy who stopped Sean Payton from replacing Jason Garrett because of Anthony Davis. Yes, that is a true statement, stat fact parentheses. He gave Sean whatever he wanted, allowed Sean Payton to do everything. But if you had Sean reined in by Stephen Jones being smart fiscally with Sean just coaching football, that sounds like a dream.
Well, look.
Because he butchered their cap.
Well, he did butcher their cap. He had the one run in 2009. And he made a couple of NFC title games where they had home field advantage. So they had a home game in the division round. They won it. Obviously he had... he built a really good team, a win now team over and over again. And he constantly kind of kept having to rebuild that. Autoflex is fan text, though. There's a lot of people that are wondering, what quarterbacks did he actually make better? Drew was already very good. He had one dang QB.
Yeah.
Let's not say he made a bunch of QBs better.
I agree with that.
Let's have Payton as the head coach, McCarthy as the OC. That ain't going to happen.
No, Sean Payton would be the OC.
2009 was 13 years ago. That's a long time to, go between Super Bowls. Rodgers and McCarthy did the same thing.
Yep.
There's these two guys parallel each other in a lot of ways.
Yes, absolutely. So last night, HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel had on Antonio Brown and his attorney. That's kind of telling right there, right? Like, AB is going around with Brandon Marshall and these other podcasts and just chilling on the couch by himself. But it's like, oh, snap, Bryant Gumbel? We might get into some legal stuff here. So here's AB and his attorney talking about the Bucks on HBO.
Yeah, these guys at Tampa Bay Bucks try to make an agreement with me to give me $200,000 to go to the crazy house so these guys can look like they know what they're talking about. These guys aren't professional.
Wait. They treated me wrong. They offered you $200,000 for what?
The offer was Antonio would basically sit on the sidelines, go on some list, and commit himself to some form of intensive mental health treatment. And we were specifically told in writing by the general manager twice, don't spin this any other way.
Antonio, do you think you need mental help of any kind?
I have mental wealth, man. I know a lot of people may not understand me.
That's a good line. I don't need mental health. I got mental wealth. So
what does that mean? Like, he's got a rich brain?
I'm headstrong. I don't know.
So we can't speculate and recollate.
So do we believe this about the Buccaneers? Why would they want Antonio Brown to just be sidelined? That doesn't make any sense. The only reason they're putting up with all the nonsense and all the craziness is to get another ring out of it, to have him on the field. So if they did offer him $200,000 and say, we'll pay for it, go get some help, we'll pay for it, I applaud them for that, because that part of the story has always bothered me. But that's Antonio with a new piece of the puzzle yesterday talking to Bryant Gumbel.
I don't know what to think. I mean, I really don't. Like, I assume that Antonio Brown.
I don't believe that they're trying to send him away and not use him on the field. And that is what sports is about. It's a meat factory. Like, they just want Antonio Brown to go away.
It is. It is a meat factory in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's been like that forever. And it always will be.
Use you, throw you to the street.
That's not
the way it is.
There's not a whole lot of thought process that goes in a lot of these sports. It's just, let's just find the best player. Let's use him up. The Cowboys will do that with Zeke. Just use them up as much as they possibly can and discard them when they're ready to.
Antonio was then asked, what possessed you to walk off that field in New York?
Yo, what would you do? I was hurt. At that point, you know, I don't want to wear your equipment. I don't want to be affiliated with the logos. And, you know, I just took it off, man. You know, I was just at a point where I don't want to wear your logos no more. I don't want to be a part of that, being treated like that, knowing I'm putting my life on the line to be out here unhealthy and to know these guys are still treating me like it don't matter. So,
you know, Autoflex is fantastic. Maybe they thought he really needed it. That's why they told him to go there.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought he really. Though the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady, the Steelers, they know Antonio Brown better than any of us do.
Oh, yeah.
They know whether or not he truly needs help, whether he knows. You know, we could speculate all we want on whether we think. And we can regulate it, too, on whether or not he really needs help. But we ain't the ones that know. They're the ones that know. Yeah. They know what he needs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.